Listen to this news. EU backs new trade tariffs on fertilizers and farm imports from Russia. The European Union on Friday backed plans to impose tariffs on certain fertilizers and additional farm imports from Russia and its ally Belarus to intensify financial pressure on Moscow. The measures, introduced by the European Commission in January, received approval from government representatives during a meeting in Brussels. The proposal focuses on the remaining 15% of Russian agricultural products excluded from the extensive tariffs implemented last July. If enacted, it would impose EU tariffs on all agricultural imports from Russia. The European Council stated that the newly imposed tariffs are anticipated to curtail Russia's export revenues and hinder its ability to fund the ongoing war against Ukraine. Nitrogen-based fertilizers, making up over 25% of the EU's 3.6 million tons in imports worth €1.28 billion, $1.4 billion, would also be affected. The measure also seeks to lower reliance on imports from Russia and Belarus while strengthening support to EU producers. The proposed tariff hikes on fertilizers will be phased in gradually over a period of 3 years to minimize the potential impact on farmers if the levies lead to a significant price surge. As part of the measures introduced last July, the EU imposed tariffs on cereals, oilseeds, and derived products from Russia and Belarus at a level designed to effectively stop the import into the bloc. Brussels has taken a cautious approach toward punitive actions against Russia's agricultural and fertilizer sectors, concerned about the potential impact on the global cereal market and the implications for food security in regions such as Africa and Asia. According to the Commission's proposal, tariffs would exclude Russian exports passing through Europe for third-country destinations. The Council has to finalize the text through negotiations with the European Parliament before it becomes effective. Policy and law: Sudan implements import ban on Kenyan products over RSF hosting.